Holos Rusinjev Amerika.
Dobri večer, dame i panove, i vitajte na relaciju Holos Rusinjev Amerika. Prihodimo k vam kaže nedilju na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinske radio, o 5.4. hodine u Pittsburghu, a 5.10. hodine u Prijašovi. Ja jem Din Paloka, a dneska je nedilja 15. oktobra 2023. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinjev Amerika, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, right here on your Russian radio station, Russian FM, archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Paloka, and today is Sunday, October 15th, 2023. And just a programming note before we start, in 2 weeks, on Sunday the 29th of October, this program will be aired at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time. In Europe, they switch back to regular daylight time on the 29th, and we don't switch until the 5th, so that is Sunday the 29th. We will be on at 2:30 p.m. We're going to start off today's broadcast first by going to Lemkovina with this song called Hey Bida, and then east to Zakarpattia with the Zakarpatsky Narodny Khor.
Oh,
Even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatha Rusyn Society, we need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us right here on Rusyn FM. If you would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351, or you can email me, dean.paloka@gmail.com, dean.paloka@gmail.com, or you can also contribute by going to our webpage, the Carpatha Rusyn Society, c-rs.org, hover over donate, and click Rusyn Heritage Radio Program, c-rs.org, donate, Rusyn Heritage Radio Program. The Carpatha Rusyn Society will present a Zoom seminar on Monday, October 23rd, beginning at 4:30 p.m. This seminar will be led by Professor Paul Robert Magochi. What were our ancestors' lives like in the 1800s, and what were some of the influences that affected them? How did the Habsburg reforms change their lives? Who were those who lived around them and interacted with them, including Slovaks, Hungarians, Germans, Jews, and others? Bring your questions for discussion to this interactive session where Dr. Magochi will help us to understand more about our people and their history. So that is the Carpatha Rusyn Society seminar in celebration of Rusyn Day 2023. On Monday, October 23rd, beginning at 4:30 p.m., this is a Zoom meeting, and if you are a CRS member, log on to c-rs.org, or you can hit register. Well, first you have to go to c-rs.org, events, and our events, and then you can hit register. If you are not a CRS member, please email this address for more information, education@c-rs.org. education@c-rs.org.
Dolina, 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 rosne tam barzu stalo zina. Ozinu pidu vrubati, dičatku pidu zadurkati. Ozinu pidu vrubati, dičatku pidu zadurkati. Zjabrum tja, dičatko, za ženu, ale žem kudobnoj ne možu. Bo tvoja mamka tak povila, že už máš druhoho frajera. Bo tvoja mamka tak povila, že už máš druhoho frajera. A že jem chudobnoj netajú, za to ňa divčata nelajú. Bo ja sia roboty nebojú, na tanci do rana nestojú. Bo ja sia roboty nebojú, na tanci do rana nestojú. Rozdúmaj, synínko, na sto raz, to obrusko ti nasováš. Keď pídeš za toho boláča, najísia horkoho koláča. Keď pídeš za toho boláča, najísia horkoho koláča. a ja ti zarižu kuročku, navariu ti z njoj polivočku. Ne musia si amantra starati, že budeš žolodná pri mi spati. Ne musia si amantra starati, že budeš žolodná pri mi spati.
Today we conclude our historic focus on the Battle of the Dukla Pass. As mentioned, for more information on this battle, please go to Bill Tarkulich's webpage, iabsi.com, and click Dukla Pass. iabsi.com, click Dukla Pass, or go to your favorite browser and search Dukla Pass. The initial assault started on September 8, 1944, a two-hour, five-minute, extremely heavy artillery barrage that was launched against the Germans in Poland. The 38th Army troops moved at first with little resistance, advancing 14 kilometers in the first day. The initial line of attack was from the Polish village of Dukla to Tilawa. By nightfall, the German resistance began to stiffen, and General Moskalenko still had not heard the expected communications with the East Slovak Army as had been agreed to. It turns out that the East Slovak Army Corps would never arrive. They were stationed in Brešov, but their commander, General August Maljar, lost his nerve for the uprising. Within 24 hours, the Germans had disarmed the East Slovak Army. During the initial assault, Germans quickly brought in reinforcement troops and equipment, almost doubling its forces to 6 infantry and two panzer divisions in a matter of days. 6 days to Prešov turned into 4 months. On September 9th, the 1st Czechoslovak Army Corps was committed to battle. However, in many sectors, the same roads were used to deploy the 1st Czechoslovak Army as well as the cavalry troops, and this congestion hindered troop advancement. The Soviet 107th Rifle Corps advanced 4 to 5 kilometers under the command of General Andrei Grechko. By September 10th, the Soviets had penetrated Krosno, but a second line of German defense stalled troop movement. The fighting in this region was about 15 to 20 kilometers deep and 15 to 20 kilometers wide. In addition, German defenses with armor, infantry, and artillery, as well as thousands of landmines, had been planted in the area. On September 20th, the Rusyn village of Kalinyu was the first village liberated in Czechoslovakia. It took 18 days to advance about 20 miles. By September 26th, the Red Army had crossed the Arpad Line, which is in southeast Lemkovina, right at the base of the Dukla Pass. Many villages were obliterated in the fighting. Fighting at the pass itself had begun. Throughout the end of September and beginning of October, heavy rains and fog were nonstop. The Rusyn village of Vyshny Komarnik was liberated on October 6th. This day is known today in Slovakia as Liberation Day. This is where the advance stalled. Continuous rains began to fall in October. Mountain paths and roads became impossible for mechanized as well as horse-drawn vehicles to pass. On October 25th, the rainfall which had impeded the Allied advance began to subside. At 10 a.m. in the morning, the Soviet side began an 80-minute artillery barrage and air attacks. In one of the largest tank battles in World War II, the Soviets finally broke the German defenses. Prešov, however, was not liberated until January 5th, 5 months after the initial planned liberation. In total, 138,000 were dead, wounded, and missing from this battle. More than 46,000 Soviet, Czechoslovak, and German soldiers died. Within the 1st Czechoslovak Army Corps itself, 6,500 soldiers perished. Over 93,000 Soviet and Czechoslovak troops were wounded, and the Soviets took 31,360 prisoners. Svidnik was virtually destroyed, along with many other villages. Every year on October 6th in the Dukla Pass region, ceremonies are held to commemorate the sacrifice of the Allied soldiers in liberation. There are numerous remembrances of this battle scattered throughout the area that include roadside tanks and planes, museums, as well as monuments in different towns and villages, including the Czechoslovak Army Monument in Vyshny Komarnik.
Я буду, ой-я-ой-я-я, на Кирничко, кирничка, люблять мене хлопці, от я невеличка. Люблять мене хлопці, от я невеличка. Одного би любити, але що робити? Випав мій високий, небо ним білити. Вміла полюбити, знала, що чинити. Треба і собою стільчі
information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com, GCUUSA.com, or call them toll-free 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Church will host their 41st annual Carpatho Rusyn celebration. This will take place Sunday, October 29th, from noon until 5 p.m. at St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Church, 201 East Main Street in Uniontown, Pennsylvania. Festivities begin at 10:30 a.m. with Divine Liturgy, with some parts in Church Slavonic. After that, we will go over to the Social Hall, where there will be ethnic foods such as holubka, pirohi, halushka, kolbasa with sauerkraut, soup, pagach, baked goods, and much more. This annual event will feature the Rusyn folk group Sokira, which is my group, formerly known as Rusynske Betyare. We will start at 12:30 p.m. and continue throughout the afternoon. There will be speaker and or video presentation on Rusyn cultural aspects such as customs and traditions. There will also be a display of artifacts, authentic costumes, models of Rusyn wooden churches, photographs, and documents. There will be a folk art demonstration, such as with pisanka, embroidery, iconography, bobbin lace making, as well as church tours and children's activities. Crafts, embroidered Easter basket covers, parish cookbooks will be for sale. There will be raffles and much more. If you are interested in this and want more information, it is the 41st Annual Carpatha Rusyn Celebration, Sunday, October 29th at St. John's in Uniontown. Please call the parish office at area code 724-438-1382. That's 724-438-1382. If you live in the New York, New Jersey area, on that same day, Sunday, October 29th, the New Jersey chapter of the Carpatha Rusyn Society will hold their annual Heritage Celebration Dinner. This takes place, as I said, Sunday the 29th of October from 12:30 p.m. to 4:30. The musical group Kontakti, featuring Yosef Yorashi and Maria Yorashi, will be playing for your listening and dancing pleasure. There will be historical and genealogical exhibits by Tom and Catherine Peters, a basket raffle, 50-50, ethnic foods, cash bar, and much more. This takes place at Woodford Hall, 4-6 Woodhall Avenue in Little Falls, New Jersey. If you are interested in this annual Heritage Celebration Dinner, sponsored by the New Jersey chapter of the Carpatha Rusyn Society, on Sunday, October 29th from 12:30 to 4:30 p.m. at Woodford Hall in Little Falls, New Jersey, please contact Jim at area code 267-421-3210. That's Jim, 267-421-3210. Thank you for joining me today on Holosa Rusyno America, Voice of Rusyns in America, the Carpatha Rusyn Society Heritage Program. Join me again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, right here on your Rusyn radio station, Rusyn FM. If you would like to listen to any of our archives day or night, please visit our media page, c-rsmedia.org. c-rsmedia.org. And don't forget to visit our parent page, the Carpatha Rusyn Society, at c-rs.org. c-rs.org, where you can see all the events that we are having, as well as join the society, order from our online and offline sales, get involved by donating or becoming a member, and much more. That is c-rs.org, and listen to Rusyn FM any time of the day or night. Wonderful Rusyn broadcasting for your listening pleasure. Go to rusyn.fm on your computer or your laptop or on your mobile device. Go to your app store and look for Rusyn FM. Rusyn FM. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte se, krasny tydzień. Z Bohom. Czerwona róża się nie rozwijała. Ona się bude rozwijać. Moje kochania się nie propalo. Ono na Wenecja nazad. Moje kochania się nie propalo. Ono na Wenecja nazad. Oj tam na horiszko, co nije. Na pewno mi mile idę. Na nim soroczka szumni wyszywana. Wyszywana, ona mnie z rosu mu zwede.
mi vide pobiva. I kari oči i čorni brovi, voni jak sonce, jak vesna. I kari oči i čorni brovi, voni jak sonce, jak vesna. A na ti krasi razu penjus ja, ostatni raz kažu prošaj. Prošaj te usta, usta malinova, ostatni raz siluju vas. Prošaj te usta, usta malinova, ostatni raz siluju vas.
A toto špívanku mi dido špívali.
Hoje não é.
Holos Rusiniu Amerika.